Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What'd you think of the defense?
I thought the defense looked bad. I thought the defense looked like exactly how I feared they'd look against the good offense. I was worried that this defense was kind of like the Vikings offense in that, you know, the Vikings offense puts up great numbers against bad teams, but then they go up against Dallas or they go up against Philly or one of the good teams, the good defenses in the NFC and get shut down, which are the only two games they've lost this year, by the way, 3 points and 7 points respectively against those two teams. And I was a little worried that the Patriots defense was like that too, because you saw Lamar Jackson kill him. You saw Aaron Rodgers beat him. Tua, they weren't bad against Tua, but that was their first game and they still lost. And I just sort of think that we've seen this before. We've seen this every year for the last 3 years running, 4 years running. If you want to go back to the boogeyman, you can make a case that this has become like a yearly rite of passage for this defense, where they look great to start the year through the first 8-9 weeks. And then you get right around here, week 12, 13, whatever it is. And I don't know if it's the competition gets better, if other teams in the league watch film and see weaknesses or what it is. But I think it's more the first thing. Whatever it is, it's every year with these guys. Every year it seems like they just can't keep up the elite defensive play that they show against bad quarterbacks and bad teams. They play against real teams, they get exposed, and it's happening again this year.
Yeah, and it's almost, especially the last couple, 3 years really, it's like the first half of the schedule seems soft, and then everybody gets all excited, and then the second half you start playing better teams that maybe are healthier, that are actually playoff teams, and you get exposed. I guess it's better than going the other way around. You know, because if you played the good teams, you get exposed. And like, if you flipped it this year, by the end of the year, you'd be like, they're an elite defense. And, you know, you wouldn't have that argument of, well, they haven't been going up against crap lately. They have been exposed the last 3 years. You know, because we sat there, and just like last year, you're like, got to reserve judgment. They are not, like, I think they went into this game, the number one defense was a DVOA. And we've got to come up with a better metric.
I know.
Like, I'm just, you know what I mean? Like,
we've DVOA is, all these football stats are so, just one small thing can completely throw them into a, make them completely irrelevant.
Right.
You know, like, I feel like that happens all the time. DVOA, I'm not going to pretend like I understand how they calculate it, but it does get teams that are objectively bad, like in the top five, and you're like, what the hell is the stat?
Well, it's kind of like, it's like if, baseball, whatever, but if it was like, if the Red Sox played six games against the Norfolk Tide.
Right.
And they were like, they're the number one offense in baseball. Mm-hmm. And then they had a series against the Houston Astros, like a big league team with a staff. And they got, you know, shut out, no hit. You'd say, well, what do you expect? They went up against. But in football, it's like, how they got to the number one defense DVOA because they beat Zach Wilson twice.
Yeah. And Ellinger.
You know, and Ellinger. Yeah. And then the other quarterbacks they beat were Jared Goff. Granted, it was still a good offense at the time. I get it. But it's still Jared Goff and Jacoby Brissett. And it's like the number one defense in the league. And I went into this game like just excited for the unknown. I like the unknown. And I like to be, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah.
So I saw the offense go up against a defense that isn't as good as those other two teams that they just recently played. And I saw them look like a real offense. Granted, their red zone still sucks. So I was pleasantly surprised with what I saw from the offense. Defensively, it was like, okay, let's see what it looks like. But when the opposing offense comes on the field, you play a team where the opposing quarterback is actually trying to score a touchdown each and every drive, right?
And they're confident that they can do it.
Yeah, and they got weapons to do it.
Yeah.
But like every time Cousins took the field in that huddle, they're like, all right, let's go get seven. You know, when you play Ellinger and Zach Wilson in the huddle, they're like, all right, let's not turn it over. Whatever we do, don't turn it over.
Yeah.
And the coach is like, hey, in his ear, whatever you do, don't turn it over. We have no problem punting here.
Right.
Like, you know, so you finally went up against a team and –
You had a list. We were talking before the show, and you had a list of all the quarterbacks the Pats have beaten the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That list is scary. You know, it's scary to sort of look at and think, okay, you know, this is what we got. You know, just this year, the quarterbacks that they've beaten, they're not impressive. It was Wilson twice. It was Ellinger. It was Trubisky and Jacoby Brissett, right?
So this is it.
And Jared Goff. So, give me the last year.
The last 2 years. These are the quarterbacks that the New England Patriots have beaten. Zach Wilson, Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Mike White, the Jets. Okay. Then you've got Josh Allen in a hurricane.
Right.
Okay. Which you got to put that. You got to put that in there. Like an absolute
major,
not just somewhat
there,
windy.
Yeah. Of course.
Not just a little bit of weather. A ridiculous hurricane in which your quarterback beat him throwing was two completions.
Three passes, yeah.
Three passes, and you beat him. Jacoby Brissett, Sam Darnold, Sam Ehlinger, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Baker Mayfield, Davis Mills, Justin Herbert. Good win.
Yep.
Good win.
Give Although Herbert's one. Losing to everybody these days, but yeah. Yeah.
And Bill obviously has his number. Matt Ryan, without Cordarrelle Patterson, without Calvin Ridley, Mitchell Trubisky, and Ryan Tannehill, without Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, or broken-ass Julio Jones.
Yep.
So, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, obviously the two best quarterbacks in this group, maybe Ryan Tannehill, but again, Tannehill had nobody. Herbert was a good win, and Josh Allen was in a hurricane. That's who you can beat. And it bothers me, it worries me, because going into this start of part of the season with seven games remaining, we sat there and said, okay, let's look at the quarterbacks you have to face.
Right.
This guy, Kirk Cousins, might be one of the worst quarterbacks you have to face the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Derek Carr is another one. Let's see if Kyler Murray is healthy. But one of the worst quarterbacks you're going to face the rest of the year just went 30 for 37 for 300 yards, three touchdowns, and actually gave you a pick.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. The Patriots didn't turn it over. They didn't give the Vikings a bunch of great field positions. You know, they had to kick off. They had the punt. They did what they had to do. I know the punts weren't great. Okay, that's fine. But it's not like the Vikings were starting on the 30, you know, and they had these short fields, and that's why they scored all their points. They drove the field. They did it on you over and over again until the very end there. I guess not in the very end. The very end, the Patriots got a couple stops. But, like, up until then, they pretty much had free reign on that team, and it seemed like that's the kind of game it was going to be. You're gonna have a shootout here. And for the Patriots defense, they haven't been in a shootout since the Baltimore game, right? Like, that was the last shootout. The Green Bay game was a little bit different because you had to bring, you know, you had the quarterback situation.
Third string quarterback, like, one drive in, that's chaos.
Yeah, that's chaos, best. That's crazy, that's fine. But in an actual shootout, like in the Baltimore game, he came up short in the fourth, and they came up short in the fourth quarter again this time, just without the turnovers. It was really, I mean, that was the major difference, but it was still not enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.